Is it ever appropriate for a Michigan or a Michigan State fan to cheer for Ohio State? Ohio State is the underdog in Monday's college football playoff national championship game against Oregon. Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon is here. John, this new playoff system seems to be quite a success. The two playoff games were, what, the highest rated in cable TV history with an average 28 million viewers. People like it.
People do like it, and I've railed against this constantly, and I was glued to the TV. So I guess I surrender.
Why?
Because you couldn't help it. These were the four best teams out there. They represented at least three different regions of the country. You had Ohio State in the Midwest. You had Florida State and Alabama from the South, two different conferences. You had Oregon way out west, so the whole nation cared about this kind of in the way they care about March Madness.
But as you say, you've railed about this, which leads me to wonder, what do you think this means for college football?
It depends on which side of it you're looking at. The money side, great news. $28 million for the semifinals, of course.
On cable, yeah.
On cable. You're going to get a lot more than that Monday night when Ohio State plays Oregon for all the chips this time. So the ratings are fantastic. That's the good news. The money will roll in accordingly. The commissioners love it. The NCAA loves it because, keep in mind also, people don't realize this, the bowl system, NCAA had no power over and got no money from. Those are all private bowls. You and I, Cindy, could actually start a bowl game. I don't recommend it.
The Bacon Canty Bowl Game.
The Bacon Canty. Thank you for putting my name first in that one, by the way. The Bacanty, I think, bowl game. But you shouldn't because, well, it's a pain in the neck. But They make money off these things, not off attendance. Attendance is way down. They're averaging around 40,000 per game. You can turn on the TV in December and see 20 or 30,000, no problem, at a lot of these games. I think 10 or 15 in some games. But the ratings averaged 1 million or so per game, no matter how crappy the game was. Mm-hmm. And now you got 28 million for the semis. So for the moneymakers, it's great. For the football players, guess what? It's one more game that you got to play, you got to practice for, injuries, concussions, you name it, and your scholarship is not advanced one dime.
But doesn't it put you in the national spotlight and maybe that shot that you might not have had otherwise at the Golden Ring?
They get that anyway. And by the way, the NFL actually does not care that much, believe it or not, about your performance in these games. Incredibly, they do to a point. For them, it's all about the NFL Combine in Indianapolis in a couple months. Mm-hmm. And that's truly a meat market in the truest sense. It's height, weight, speed, agility. They measure all this stuff with their very scientific programs. It's a meat market. So that's what matters to them. They don't care if you're playing Division II football. If you can do all that, you're going to make it. And some of the best players out there, Jerry Rice, he played, I think, at McNeese State. It's not a state. Okay, I looked it up. And he's in the Hall of Fame. So they don't care where you played.
Interesting. Do you think, though, that let's talk about the money and the ratings. Do you think it'll increase the pressure to increase the number of teams in future playoffs?
Oh, you think? I give it about 8 seconds before they advance that one. As soon as they can do it without too much of a fight back, you're going to 8 teams. It's almost certain to happen. And the old system, of course, was what? From 98 to 2014, you pick 2 teams based on what? Record, schedule, strength of schedule, computer rankings, polls. Now, the new system is you pick 4 teams based on record, strength of schedule, computers, and polls. That's the only difference. So instead of the 3rd team complaining, the 5th team now complains. And this year, actually, the 5th and 6th teams both complained.
Yeah.
So you exceeded expectations. TCU and Baylor both had very good cases. Both had one loss, like Ohio State and most of the teams. And they did not get in. So I see that happening very soon.
And meantime, for these other more minor bowl games, is this kind of a growing new playoff system going to impact those?
The fear was from those guys, actually. They're the ones actually fighting this because they're afraid that if the NCAA takes it over and the big games are all the news, then who's going to care about the Buffalo Wild Wing Bowl and so and all that? The fact is we don't care now. But there's nothing else on TV, so you watch it. So they get enough viewers there. So far, they're not unhappy.
Now let's talk about Monday night. You think that Oregon style of the fast plays and the spread offensive, is that the way of the future for college football?
Well, the two teams in the finals right now both play that system, which Rich Rodriguez, late of Michigan, basically invented. It is the system now. So Alabama does not play it, but the last two teams do. So you'd have to say it is a success. And it's more, frankly, there are pros and cons to it, but it's certainly more fun to watch.
It's lively. Now, are you surprised that Ohio State's actually in the big final with their third string quarterback? What a story that is.
That is an amazing story. And Michigan had Denard Robinson, the most exciting quarterback in the Big Ten, as a sophomore. They had Devin Gardner, who's the most recruited quarterback out of high school in the nation. And they could not get titles out of those guys, frankly, due to, I think, weak coaching. Urban Meyer is on his third quarterback this season, and he's in the national title game. That is what coaching looks like. And you have to say, I know there are not many Buckeye fans listening right now, but that is what coaching looks like, and hats off for those guys.
And having the Big Ten represented at this big game, is it kind of help kind of the allure of the Big Ten?
All boats rise, no question about that. And look, your first question is a valid one. Mm-hmm. I think many Spartans, many Wolverines cannot get themselves on their best day to root for the Buckeyes, but it is good for them. It is good for the Big Ten. The Big Ten was beaten up like crazy the last few years. In this bowl season, the Big Ten is 5-5, which does not sound that great, but they are underdogs in all 10 games. And Michigan State knocked off Baylor. That's a huge win. Baylor was almost fighting for a national title, of course. Wisconsin knocked off Auburn, a very good team from the SEC. The Big Ten has done very, very well this time around.
Who do you think is going to win Monday?
Paper says Oregon, and I'm going with the Buckeyes.
All right. Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. As always, thanks so much, John.
Always a pleasure.